And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the angels and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels, مَنِ الَّذِي أَبْكَى? Who is the one who made this child cry? الَّذِي غُيِّبَتْ أَبَاهُ فِي التُّرَابِ? The one whose father is no longer living in the world. The one whose father's residing place is now the grave. Who is the one who made this child cry? Now again, this gives us a very, very deep and important lesson of the value of our fathers. When a child is blessed with a father, this is such a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I always give the example that if you trouble a small infant, small baby, then the child will cry and it will run to its mother. But let the child grow out of his infancy. Let the boy now grow up, trouble that boy or trouble that girl, and spontaneously what will be the response? That I'll call my father for you. You know who's my father? Our greatest shelters, our greatest supporters. That is the role of a father in the life of a child. That child will say, I'll call my father. And when that father comes, we know how fathers respond to the cry of their children. He'll be coming firing on all cylinders. Who dared trouble my son? Who made my son cry? But here again, a word of caution. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kunu qawwameena bil qist. Stand for justice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though walaw ala anfusikum awil walidaini wal aqrabin. Even if it be against yourself, even if it be against your children. Because many times when that son beckons and he calls for the aid of his father and that father responds, then sometimes even when the child is wrong, the father will still take his part. My child, irrespective, I don't care right or wrong, who are you to tell my son? No, we need to be very careful. We need to stand for justice even if it's against ourselves, even if it's against our children. That is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Standing up for your child when he's wrong is not doing him a favor. You're not scoring points as a father. You're actually doing a great injustice to the child. But standing up for him when he needs you to stand up for him and when he's been wrong, then that is the duty of a father. And every father will rush to that call. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنِ الَّذِي أَبْكَى هَذَا الْيَتِيمِ الَّذِي غُيِّبَتْ أَبَاهُ فِي التُّرَابِ? Who is the one who made this child cry when he has no father to answer his call? He has no father to rush to his aid. And the malaika say, Oh Allah, you know best who has done this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the malaika that I make y'all bear witness. Anna man askatahu, the one who consoles this orphan in this critical moment. And the one who makes this child smile again. An urdiyahu yawm al qiyamah, that I will give that person such pleasure on the day of qiyamah that he can never imagine. Just by him consoling that orphan who is crying, just by him making that child smile once again, I will make him smile on the day of Qiyamah when humanity will be crying. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. The seriousness of the day of Qiyamah highlighted time and time in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says a day when everybody will run away from everyone. People will be drowning in their sweat. People will be worried. People will be perturbed. Nobody will look at the next person. I will please that person who consoled an orphan in this worldly life. I will please him on the day of Qiyamah. This is the promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the narrator of this hadith was Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, the son of the second Khalifa of Islam, Umar radiallahu anhu. And the narrator says, فَكَانَ ابْنُ عُمَرْ إِذَا رَأَى يَتِيمًا. Whenever he would see an orphan child, مَسَحَ عَلَىٰ رَأْسِهِ, he would pass his hand of affection over that orphan. وَأَعْطَاهُ شَيْئًا, and he would give the child something and make the child happy, keeping in mind that if I do this for this child now, Allah will make me happy on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah will bless me in the year after. And when it comes to passing your hand over the head of a child, a man came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, washaka qaswata qalbihi, and he complained of the hardness of his heart. O Nabi of Allah, I find that I'm very hard hearted. There's no softness in me. There's no compassion in me. And a hard heart is one of the worst sicknesses that a believer can ever suffer. Even medically, heart problem is a serious problem. It's a big problem. It's something that a person tends to immediately. Worse than a heart medical problem is a heart, is a spiritual heart problem. And if a person has a hard heart, then he is the furthest away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this man came and said, O Nabi of Allah, I'm finding hardness within my heart. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you want your heart to be soft, you want your needs to be fulfilled. This is something that every one of us might also desire. We all want our hearts to be soft. We all want our needs to be fulfilled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you want your heart to be soft, you want your needs to be fulfilled. Then simple thing for you to do, pass your hand over the head of an orphan out of compassion and mercy. And Allah will soften your heart because of that act of yours. And added to that, feed poor people for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will soften your heart and Allah will fulfill every need, wish and desire of yours. But pass your hand over the head of an orphan. Now if just by passing your hand over the head of an orphan can cure such a serious disease within a believer, the hardness of the heart, how much of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is really pouring upon the child who has no father? Every normal child has his father behind him. Every orphan child has Allah behind him every step of the way. Allah's mercy is pouring on these orphans. And today we have thousands of orphans in the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But who is there to really shelter these orphans? Who really has that feeling of compassion and mercy for these individuals that have no parents? Who is there to father these individuals? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam raised the rank of that person who looks after an orphan so high. He said, Ana wa kafilul yateemi fil jannati hakadha. Ana wa kafilul yateemi fil jannati hakadha. The one who takes care of an orphan in the worldly life, I will be so close to him on the day of Qiyamah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam indicated towards the Sahaba by his two fingers, that as close as these two fingers are, that's how close I will be to the one who takes care of an orphan for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we look into the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we see how much of compassion and mercy he had for orphans. On one occasion, there was Abdullah bin Ja'far radiallahu anhu, the nephew of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ja'far bin Abi Talib was the first cousin of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was the brother of Ali radiallahu anhu. Ja'far radiallahu anhu was martyred in the battle for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he was martyred, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was extremely grieved by his separation, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very close to him. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was riding his animal, and Abdullah radiallahu anhu was playing with a few of his other family members. And he says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came past us, and when he saw me, he immediately came close to me, and he carried me and he put me on his animal. He made me sit in front of him. He made my other family members sit behind him. And while we were riding, Abdullah radiallahu anhu says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam kept on moving his hand over my head. And he said, Allahumma khluf Ja'faran fi waladihi. Oh Allah, take care of the family of Ja'far. Oh Allah, take care of these young children. Moving your hand across the head of an orphan, there is so much of reward for this one act of kindness. Another hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where he said, that person who moves his hand of affection over the head of an orphan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him a reward for every hair that's on the head of the child. Another narration of the same hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that person who puts his hand over the head of an orphan, for every strand of hair on that child, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him nur on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will grant him light on the day of Qiyamah. Bashir ibn Aqraba radiallahu anhu, a great companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was born, his mother passed away in his infancy when he was a young child, when he was a small baby. So he grew up only with his father. And while still being a young child, his father went and partook in the battle of Uhud. And now when the battle was over and all the mujahideen are returning home and their families are standing on the outskirts of Medina ready to welcome everybody home, this young boy is searching around, looking left and right. He can't see his father, waiting with anticipation. You know, when you go somewhere for a while and you're coming back home, how eager children are to meet their parents. They're excited, they're jubilant, they can't wait to see their parents. And the moment they spot their parents from a distance, sometimes you don't see the child, but the child sees you, and he will rush towards you, waiting to be picked up and hugged once again by his parents. So this young boy Bashir is looking left and right, where's my father? I can't see my father. And everybody comes and they join their families, and now nobody is coming further, nobody's entering. And this young boy is looking at all the families, jubilant, everybody embracing one another. Where's my father? Then he goes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, Ya Rasulallah, ماذا فعل ما فعل أبي ما فعل بأبي. What happened to my father? Where's my father? I'm looking everywhere. I can't find him. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns away from this child. He turns his gaze away. The child comes on the other side and he's asking Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where's my father? And then Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns again away from this child. And then this child says that I saw tears flowing from the eyes of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, oh my son, what must I tell you? Your father has been martyred. And Bashir radiallahu anhu says, فَبَكَيْتُ I burst into tears. I never had my mother, my father was all that I had. And now I even lost him. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at me crying. فَأَخَذَنِي Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew me close to him. وَحَمَلَنِي مَعَهُ Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carried me. He put his hand over my head. He said, أَمَا تَرْضَى يَا Bashir. That are you not happy, O Bashir, that from today Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is your father and Aisha radiallahu anha is your mother? Is that not pleasing and consoling to you that from today I'm your father and Aisha radiallahu anha is your mother? Now how many thousands of Bashirs there's probably currently in the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but how many are there to shelter these orphans? How many people are ready to say, I'll be a father to that child, I will support that child, I will do what I can for that child, I will be there for that child when he needs me? That person who spends on an orphan and takes charge of an orphan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a barrier from the fire of Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. That person who spends on an orphan and takes care of him will be extremely close to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. We'll end with one more incident. There was a sahabi by the name of Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu. He had some dispute with an orphan child over a date palm, one date palm. And they brought the case to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed judgment in favor of Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu over that orphan. That I think, in my judgment, this tree actually belongs to Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu. But once judgment was passed, فَبَكَ الْيَتِيمِ This orphan child started crying. And the hadith we quoted earlier on, إِذَا بَكَ الْيَتِيمِ When an orphan child cries, اِهْتَزَّ بِهِ عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَانِ The arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shakes because the child is crying. And Allah says, مَنِ الَّذِي أَبْكَى هَذَا الْيَتِيمِ Who is the one that made this child cry? الَّذِي غُيِّبَتْ أَبَاهُ فِي التُّرَابِ The one whose father is no longer in this world. So when an orphan cries, it's no small thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is paying attention. Why is this child crying? And Allah promises the one who consoles this child and makes him happy, that Allah will please that person on the day of Qiyamah. So yeah, this child, this orphan child starts crying. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Abu Lubaba that I pass judgment in favor of you, but within your heart, can't you find the kindness to give it to this child? This child is crying. So yeah, Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu says, no, I can't. It's mine, I want to keep it for me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, give it to him now, Allah will give you the same thing in Jannah. I'm guaranteeing you, give it to him now, Allah will give you the same in Jannah. So Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu still says, no, I want this tree, it's mine, I'm happy with your decision. And he goes away. Ibn al-Dahda radiallahu anhu, the uncle of Abu Lubaba, witnessed this scenario. He goes running to his nephew, Abu Lubaba, and he says, oh Abu Lubaba, that was one date palm. Will you sell it to me for two whole orchards? I will give you two orchards. Give me that one date palm. So, you know, they say in life, money talks. What a deal. I mean, for one thing, you're getting so much. He says, no problem, deal done. Put the money on the table. So he comes back to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibn Dahda radiallahu anhu. He says, oh Nabi of Allah, you are making a deal with Abu Lubaba. I'm asking you, if I give that date palm to this yatim, will I have the same thing in Jannah? Is the reward same? Aliyya mithlahu fil Jannah. Will I have the same thing in Jannah? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes. Ibn Dahta says, there's the date palm. Let this child stop crying. I want to make this yatim happy. And Allah will please him on the day of Qiyamah. And the narrator says that when Ibn Dahta radiallahu anhu was martyred in the battle of Uhud, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at his body and said, Oh Ibn Dahda, how many date palms Allah has for you in Jannah? I can't count how many orchards Allah has for you in Jannah. Because of your one act of kindness, you brought joy to me, but more importantly, you brought joy to the heart of a yatim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to firstly make our homes the best of homes, Which are the best of homes? خَيْرُ بَيْتٍ فِي الْمُسْلِمِينَ بَيْتٌ فِيهِ يَتِيمٌ يُحْسِنُ إِلَيْهِ. The best of homes in the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that home in which an orphan is treated in the best possible manner. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our homes the best of homes. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to find the kindness and sympathy in our hearts to be there for these individuals who have no parents in this world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala secure for those individuals who are doing these wonderful services for orphans. May Allah secure for them the appropriate reward. If an orphan is close to you or in your family, thank Allah for the opportunity that He has given you. You have no idea how fortunate you are. You have no idea what level of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is upon you. Just by you passing your hand over the child, Allah will soften your heart. Again, just to elaborate, and we'll end on this incident inshallah, that the level of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy that's on an orphan child. We know the famous story that there was a man who passed away and he was being tormented in the grave. Somebody saw him being tormented in the grave. And on another occasion, they see the same man now relaxing in the mercy of Allah. No punishment, he's in Jannah. So the person asks him that, you know, just a few days ago you have been tormented. How come now the whole scenario is changed? And then that father says in the dream that my child went to the madrasa today. And he stood before the ustad. And that ustad taught him Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And that young orphan repeated the words, in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if this young boy is calling me the most compassionate, most merciful, how can I ever punish his father? Immediately the situation was changed. If that's the power of that orphan, can we imagine what is the level of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy upon these individuals? That's why appropriately that person who looks after an orphan and does the best that he can for these individuals, he has so much of reward inshallah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.